Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Good morning, I'm Nick Kerr, 24th of July. It's a new week. All the grain markets are higher this morning, thanks to Russia, which last week pounded Ukrainian food export facilities for a fourth day in a row Friday and started seizing ships in the Black Sea. Last night, Moscow attacked two key Ukrainian grain terminals on the Danube. The Danube, the key export route with monthly capacity of 2+ million metric tons. Dr. Kim Anderson is grain market economist with Oklahoma State University.
And I think Russia is determined to stop wheat exports and exports out of Ukraine for a while. Another factor under there is Russia's got a tremendous amount of wheat it needs to sell and exports. I mean, they're looking at a 3.1, 3.2 billion bushel crop. Their average is around 2.9. They're looking at increased carryover. Their projected exports are 1.7 plus billion bushels. Their average is around 1.2 or 1.3. They need to move a lot of product, and Ukraine competes with Russia for that wheat market, and I think they want to put a halt to that.
And apparently it's working, as Black Sea shipping traffic is slowing significantly after Russia's deeds. Meanwhile, rain in China's northeast has done significant damage to China's wheat crop, but bringing relief for corn. Even so, China's ag ministry says drought risk remains. Here in North Dakota, this is the week for the Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Spring Wheat Tour. Jim Peterson is with the North Dakota Wheat Commission.
You know, it's not as scientific as NAS, and that's where people try to compare it to NAS. For one, there isn't as many data points, but, you know, the strength of the tour is they try to follow the same routes each year. And so you can, in certain parts of the state or the state as a whole or the region as a whole, you can have a comparative value to say, is it better or worse than a year ago? How does it compare to some of our record years? How does it compare to the 2021 drought year? It just kind of gives you a perspective. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, it, even though they compare it to the NAS value, it's not on that same level. And then the other takeaways are just days till harvest. You know, there's a lot of milling companies that, you know, have to switch from old crop to new crop. And that may not seem like a big deal, but, you know, you have green wheat that's, you know, they call it green wheat. It's mature wheat, but it's not, you know, as they're bringing it onto the mill, it's going to change how it performs on the mill and even in the bakery. And so they get a better feel for, is it going to be 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out?
Training today at the Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. The group leaves tomorrow morning, fanning out across North Dakota. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.